Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Dear listener, as the great Terry Wogan, lover of the jazz, used to say.
Avec Véronica.
Today we have 3 minutes on museums in Paris and London, starting with the sad but inevitable fall from grace of Laurence Descartes, the first female director of the Louvre in its 230-year history, who was finally forced to fall on her sword after that daring but very embarrassing jewellery theft, and even worse, that whole scam of Chinese tour guides doing a deal with the Louvre staff not to stamp entry tickets so that they could be used again. Shocking. But numbers of visitors have never been higher. Across the river, you remember the old Air France Terminus building, just on the corner of Les Invalides. During the Olympics, it served as a massive eatery for hungry visitors to the Games, who felt more at home with a burger than aiguillette. Well, now it's going to become the permanent home of the elongated works of the scarf-wearing, craggy-faced, dark-browed Swiss sculptor Alberto Giacometti. There's a current exhibition at the Institut Giacometti until May, but eventually all his works will be put into this new home. A few hundred metres along the Rive Gauche at the Musée d'Orsay, also of course a repurposed station, there's a new exhibition of an old favourite, Auguste Renoir and Love. In this very anxious-making world, how about immersing yourself in an exhibition that celebrates beauty, humanity and femininity in all its sweetness? Yes, 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 anathema to some, of course, but a balm to others. You can rediscover all those soft-cheeked maidens snuggling up to bearded young men or playing their pleyel pianos. Or you can cross the river to the Grand Palais, which is hosting a huge expo of Matisse, who was so influenced by Renoir. And before we head to the southwest, a quick peek at a sensational exhibition at the V&A in London, the unique world of Elsa Schiaparelli, the most famous Elsa before Frozen came along. This was the designer whom Coco Chanel, her arch rival, dismissed as an Italian artist who makes clothes. However, Cristobal Balenciaga rated her as the only real artist in couture. This was the daughter of a grand Roman family who became part of the Surrealist movement in Paris. Her lobster dress and skeleton pieces were made with the help of none other than Salvador Dalí, and the Duchess of Windsor, who loved to shock, was very much a fan. Elsa was always looking for ways to push the boundaries. Nipple-shaped buttons, provocative external zippers, and perish the thought, trousers for women, which in the 30s were still outré, made commonplace after the war when women started to see things differently. She invented shocking pink, and when she died in 1973, that's the colour she wore on her journey across the Styx. Sadly, her skyscraper angular style was pushed aside in the 50s with the advent of Dior and his love of ultra-femininity. But Yves Saint Laurent, in the preface to her biography, said that she trampled down everything that was commonplace, knocked down the customary, and crashed into the boring. Vivian Westwood, Sandra Rhodes, both must have taken a leaf out of her book. If you're in London, head straight there. Well now, it is a little quiet on the southwestern front this week, but doesn't that do us good? We have some gentle guitar playing, Bach to Jobim, on Wednesday afternoon at 3 at the Salle de la Comédie, which is next to the cinema, in Lectoure, performed by Raphael Léger. Even his name is gentle. And as a bonus, it's free. This young man came second in the Nîmes Festival for guitar in 2024. And on Saturday, for lovers of tartiflette, why don't you pitch up at Cézanne for their annual bash at 7? That'll cost you €18, and possibly a few centimetres on your waistline. Next time, I'll be talking about a German exhibition dedicated to the seamy side of life.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais
and a new Tracy Emin exhibition. Lots of reasons to get out of bed. See you there.
www.dfm930.com